Chapter 2 Invocation. Hari Om. May the Brahman protect us both, teacher and pupil. May it be pleased with us both. May we acquire strength together. May our knowledge grow bright. May we never have ill feeling between us. Om, peace, peace, peace. He who knows the Brahman attains the highest Brahman. On this, the following verse is recorded. He who knows Brahman as the real, as hidden in the depth of the heart, even as it pervades everywhere, he enjoys all blessings and realizes all desires, being one with Brahman. From that self, Brahman, sprang space, Akash, that through which we hear. From space, air, that through which we hear and feel. From air, fire. That through which we hear, feel, and see. From fire, water. That through which we hear, feel, see, and taste. From water, earth. That through which we hear, feel, see, taste, and smell. From earth, herbs. From herbs, food. From food, seed. From seed, man. Man thus consists of the essence of food. This is his head. This, his right arm. This, his left arm. This, his trunk, Atman. This, his seat, the support. On this, there is also the following shloka. From food are produced all creatures which dwell on earth. They live on food, and in the end, they return to food. For food is the oldest of all beings, and therefore it is called the universal preserver of life. They who worship food as Brahman obtain all food. Food is the oldest of all beings. It is the preserver of life. From food, all creatures are produced. By food, when born, they grow, and to food, they all return. Because it is fed on, and because it feeds on beings, therefore it is called food, anna. Different from this sheath, which consists of the essence of food, is the other, the inner self, which consists of breath. It fills the other and assumes the same shape. Prana, up breathing, is its head. Vyana, back breathing, is its right arm. Apana, down breathing, is its left arm. Space is its trunk. The earth is its seat, the support. On this, there is also the following sloka. The devas breathe after breath, prana. So do men and other living beings. Breath is the life of beings. Therefore, it is called all-enlivening. They who worship breath as Brahman obtain the full life. For breath is the life of all beings, and therefore it is called the life-giver. The embodied self of this consisting of breath is the same as that of the former consisting of food. Different from this sheath, which consists of breath, is the other inner self, which consists of mind. It fills the rest and also assumes the same shape. Yajus is its head. Rik is its right arm. Saman is its left arm. The doctrine, Adesa, that is, the Brahmana, is its trunk. The Atharvangiras, Atharva hymns, its seat, the support. On this, there is also the following sloka. He who knows the bliss of the Brahman, from whence all speech with the mind turns away unable to reach it, he never fears. The embodied self of this consisting of mind is the same as that of the former consisting of breath. Different from this sheath, which consists of mind, is the other inner self, which consists of understanding. It fills the rest and it also assumes the same shape. Faith is its head. What is right is its right arm. What is true is its left arm. Concentration Yoga is its trunk. The intellect is its seat, the support. On this, there is also the following sloka. Understanding leads to sacrifice. It directs all action. All devas worship understanding as Brahman, as the oldest. If a man knows understanding as Brahman, and if he does not swerve from it, he leaves all sins behind and attains all his wishes. The embodied self of this, consisting of understanding, is the same as that of the former, consisting of mind. Different from this sheath, which consists of understanding, is the other inner self, which consists of bliss. It fills the rest, and it also assumes the same shape. Joy is its head. Satisfaction is its right arm. Ecstasy is its left arm. Bliss is its trunk. Brahman is its seat, the support. On this, there is also the following sloka. He who knows the Brahman as non-existing becomes himself non-existing. He who knows the Brahman as existing, him others know as existing. The embodied self of this bliss is the same as that of the former understanding. Thereupon follow the questions of the pupil. Does anyone who knows not, after he has departed this life, ever go to that world? Or does he who knows, after he has departed, go to that world? The answer is, he wished, may I be many, may I grow forth. He brooded over himself like a man performing penance. After he had thus brooded, he sent forth all, whatever there is. Having sent forth, he entered into it. Having entered it, he became Sat, what is manifest, and Tyat, what is not manifest. Defined and undefined, supported and not supported, endowed with knowledge and without knowledge, real and unreal. The Satya, true, became all this whatsoever, and therefore the wise call it the Brahman Satya, the true. On this, there is also the sloka. In the beginning, this was non-existent, not yet defined by form and name. From it was born what exists. That made itself its self. Therefore, it is called the self-made. That which is self-made is also the essence. Who could breathe? Who could breathe forth if that bliss, Brahman, existed not in space, in the heart? For he alone causes bliss. When he finds support in that which is invisible, incorporeal, undefined, unsupported, then he has obtained the fearless. Then he finds freedom from fear. If he sees but the smallest differences in it, there is fear for him. That fear exists only for one who thinks himself wise, not for the true seer. On this, there is also this sloka. From fear of it, Brahman, the wind blows. From terror of it, the sun rises. From terror of it, Agni and Indra, and yea, death as the fifth, do their errands. Now follows an estimation of, or what is meant by, bliss, ananda. Suppose there is a noble young man who is well read in the Veda, very swift, firm and strong, and let the whole world full of wealth belong to him. That is one measure of human bliss. 100 times that human bliss is one measure of the bliss of human Gandharvas, genii, and likewise of a great sage learned in the Vedas who is free from desires. 100 times that bliss of human Gandharvas is one measure of the bliss of divine Gandharvas, celestial beings, and likewise of a great sage who is free from desires. 100 times that bliss of divine Gandharvas is one measure of the bliss of the Manis, enjoying their long estate, and likewise of a great sage who is free from desires. 100 times that bliss of the Manis is one measure of the bliss of the heavenly-born devas, through the merit of their lawful works, and likewise of a great sage who is free from desires. 100 times that bliss of the heavenly-born devas is one measure of the bliss of the sacrificial devas, who have attained divinity by means of their Vedic sacrifices, and likewise of a great sage who is free from desires. 100 times that bliss of the sacrificial devas is one measure of the bliss of the primal, phenomenal devas, and likewise of a great sage who is free from desires. 100 times that bliss of the primal, phenomenal devas is one measure of the bliss of Indra, and likewise of a great sage who is free from desires. 100 times that bliss of Indra is one measure of the bliss of Brihaspati, and likewise of a great sage who is free from desires. 100 times that bliss of Brihaspati is one measure of the bliss of Prajapati, and likewise of a great sage who is free from desires. 100 times that bliss of Prajapati is one measure of the bliss of Brahman, and likewise of a great sage who is free from desires. He who is this Brahman in man, and he who is that Brahman in the sun, both are one. He who knows this when he has departed this world, reaches and comprehends the Supreme Self which consists of food, the Supreme Self which consists of breath, the Supreme Self which consists of mind, the Supreme Self which consists of understanding, the Supreme Self which consists of bliss. On this there is also this sloka. He who knows the bliss of the Brahman, from whence all speech with the mind turns away unable to reach it, he fears nothing. He does not torment himself with the thought, why did I not do what is good? Why did I do what is bad? He who thus knows the reality underlying both good and bad frees himself. He who knows both frees himself. This is the Upanishad.